How about the song?
We take a look at some of the top artists of jazz from yesterday and today, as well as comedians, interviews, and more, all here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour.
Are you sure you got the moves to take me on tonight? Are you brave enough to show your groove? Well, it's something that you said, like a bullet to the head. So much more to life than living it in bed. Oh. So tell me, do you salsa or do the rumba? Samba and do the cha-cha. Tell me, will you tango on the merengue? Baby, do the mambo or bossa nova? Gonna look like Casanova. You. Well, the heat is rising, come on, feel the beat. I can feel you by my side. Heat is rising deep inside. Life's for living, come on, move those dancing feet. Dance with me all night long. Cha-cha. Tell me, will you tango on the merengue? Baby, do the mambo or bossa nova? Well, I love like Casanova. So tell me, do you salsa or do the rumba? Baby, will you samba or do the cha-cha? Tell me, will you tango? Casanova.
Gotta get used to some changes around here. This is Indie 101.5, of course, and you're listening to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And the production value has changed just like the station. And it's been a lot of fun and developments and whatnot. And you know what? It's almost the end of January. A lot in the month has changed as well. So much has happened. And it feels like it's gone by rather averagely. You were wondering, would he say quickly, would he say slowly? How have I felt? There's little introspection of ourselves when we listen to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and that's what we like to do. Provoke the thought, the mind. What is it we're all doing with ourselves? But I'll tell you what the folks at National Geographic are up to. They're diving into why cats are scared of cucumbers. Yes, this is an epidemic, a fear. These cats wake up every morning fearing for their little whiskers, their little mittens are missing. And what will they do to save themselves from cucumbers? Apparently, cats have this natural instinctive fear of cucumbers for some reason, and this article from metro.co.uk is looking into that. One explanation, they said, could be that it's because cucumbers resemble, to an extent, snakes. And apparently cats have an instinctive fear of snakes. I guess years of history, they've been feuding. I know we all say cats and dogs do not get well, but if you've ever seen a cat and a snake in the same room, how often does that happen? It doesn't, for good reason. But another reason could just be that the fact it's placed behind a cat without warning could be an explanation for the shocked reaction. That came out of left field. I read that in the article. I was shocked. I also wondered, I mean, this is top-tier journalism from National Geographic, and they really dug into it. And they said that with a startle response, a cat will often try to get out of there as quickly as possible and then reassess from a distance. This is a practice I think we should take up in restaurants. You take that first bite, you don't like the food, get out, but not all the way. You're not dining and dashing. You barely ate your food. But you're going to reassess. You're going to look at the plate from a distance, debate, is this worth my time? And then you leave or you don't, you know? There we go. So the reports have concluded that intentionally trying to surprise a cat could cause a bunch of problems, so don't do that. Who knew that scaring things in such average fashion with cucumbers is front page news, but you know, that's just, January's always got some. There's always so much going on. Just like we've got so much going on here at Indie with the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I've got tons of music, some great comedy for you later on in the show, and of course an interview with Wes Montgomery, talking about his process, how he works, like how great is that? But of course, I won't spoil much for you yet, but we're going to get started here with Bernard Astardi with Chatachka on Indie 101.5.
Bomb, 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 b
Indie 101.5, this is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that little musical trip featuring Bernard Astardi with Chatachka, Toadpipe with Habibati, and John Coltrane with Countdown. Classics, all of them. Wonderful, beautiful, magnificent, charming, courageous. What more can be said? I'm sure I will find more words to say for the next couple minutes. But until then, I do have a couple interesting things to share about this next clip. We're going to take a look at not necessarily an interview, but a discussion. It's candid. It's similar to, maybe I'll shout this out, Disney Plus currently has the Get Back documentary by Peter Jackson featuring 60 hours of unused content of the Beatles rehearsing for their Get Back sessions in January of 1969 to prep for that album. and their last concert and things right before they broke up. Anyhow, this is kind of similar because it's the band, the West Montgomery Band, featuring Pim Jacobs, Rude Jacobs, and Han Benink on the piano, bass, and drums, respectively, at the time they were working together. And it's just them in the studio, in the stage, and they're just kind of working things out, how to... they want the music to sound. Wes Montgomery talks a lot about feeling and the times, but he, you know, very educated. He's talking about minors and majors and all these things, chords and whatnot, what has to get done, specifically with Pim Jacobs on the piano. But it's interesting because it's an inside look at how they work, how they function. No interview can really tell you that. You know, you can say, oh yeah, we chat well, but this is that chat while they work. This is them exploring, finding new things. You can tell. What's so interesting about the Get Back documentary on Disney Plus is that you actually see the changes in the music from the final product we know and love, and we've known for over 50 years now. We get to see them develop to that point. We get to see the very first draft of I, Me, Mine, and Maxwell Silver Hammer, and the final products are so different, but you can really tell, you can see where those changes came from. Like, oh, you know, it came in the next day, he thought about the night before. Oh, but, you know, George or one of his friends suggested maybe doing this. That's kind of what this video is achieving to do, this segment, going to show this is where they start, and then this is how they get there a little bit. Of course, with jazz, it's never the same thing twice, much like we never have the same thing twice here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, 101.5 Indy.
That man is stuff on B-flat. Whole step. Yeah, another whole step. You have to play where it'll come out with the melody, you know. You know, if you don't want to play all of those, yeah, that's right. Half time, I think. Half minor, you know. Yeah. One more, yeah. Repeat it, yeah. Finish it out. That's me, that's seven, yeah, yeah. Once you take control, tempo you feel it in, because everybody wouldn't feel the same tempo.
Okay.
You! Okay. Now, just the first tempo come in your mind, just jump right on top of the piano. You know, it's the type of tune you can play in a tempo, really. So, in the way you feel. I tell you, let's do it light first, and then pick it up. And I have to fill a couple of courses.
Yeah.
Bigger. Okay. Major. Oh, you ready to go? Woo! All right, okay. Kick out. Kick out. But...
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Indie 101.5. Welcome back, Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Wes Montgomery with the Days of Wine and Roses, followed by La Danza de Nadia by Elias Rabbani. And I hope you did enjoy that conversation of Wes Montgomery with the Jacobs brothers and Ben and Ink talking about the process, just working out their music. It's really interesting. Then you get to hear them play and then try out what they're doing, right? So that's, I think, a lot of fun, really interesting stuff there. And now I divert you. I take your eyes to the relaxed subject of comedy. This being an appearance by none other than Sam Kinison on The Tonight Show. That's right, Sam Kinison, very famous comedian, but, you know, one that was a bit short-lived. His career was short in that he died very young, unfortunately, at only 38 years old. But his story is an interesting one, and one that I think could live on, in that he was a former Pentecostal preacher before getting into comedy. And his work in comedy was then trademarked by his sudden tirades and his punctuated and distinctive scream. He was very charismatic, and it's, I suppose, in some ways, people have compared it to some of these egregious, more like preachers of sorts, into any capacity, you know. Very energetic, very lively. He was a standard, and he was a good friend with Robin Williams and Jim Carrey, and I think that all three of them has that crazy energy, that nonstop. They get on stage, they start, and they don't stop until they're done. Their time is up. If you didn't say their time was up, they just keep going. And what a great trio to really work out, you know, talk and whatever, work on their material. And it wasn't long into his career before he got widespread attention, being on The Tonight Show, Saturday Night Live, David Letterman, and everything. He was really a talented fellow, and I'm glad we can share some of that and looked at this on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Indy 101.5, Sam Kinison on The Tonight Show.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I call back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? You know, I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. I wonder a lot of things. Like, are you human? How do you live with yourself? Are you a reptile with a nice hairdo? You snaky tramp! You lied to me! When you told me you loved me, you never loved me! You said forever, remember that one? Oh, there's a joke, forever! Yeah, forever, honey!
Yeah, what does forever mean to you? Till another guy comes into your life with more money and a better car? Oh, I'm sorry, we better break up! Growing as a person, we need to get away from each other.
Oh, that was a great idea. Yeah, let's break up, honey. Did you grow any? Are you any taller? I'll tell you what you learned how to break my heart.
But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. That's how sick I am. Well, I'm standing here. The stage is bare. Oh, I can't say it.
You know what you did. You know what you did. You were wrong. Say it, you stupid, stubborn pig. I was wrong. Oh.
your heart filled with pain. Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Sam Kinison singing Are You Lonesome Tonight in his signature style. That is to say, well, he was singing, but he was doing a little lecture too. And that was followed by the Loth Quartet with Pastels and So by Hareton Salvanini here on Indie 101.5. I thank you so much for joining me this hour. I hope you had a wonderful time. I know I did. It was really a great week and a good way to, well, nearly wrap up the month. I guess the 26th, we still have a few more days. So enjoy it while you can. Next month is February, shortest month of the year. That's exciting. And Valentine's Day coming up. And February, I always like February because it gets you excited because you're like, oh, spring's next month. Then March comes and you realize spring never really comes in March. And then you're like, oh, yeah, April. So February, at least for me, is good at fooling me into being optimistic about no more snow, or at least no more cold. So we have that to look forward to next week. February 2nd will be when the Johnny Athens Variety Hour returns to their airwaves. So stay tuned, please do. And, of course, you can always stay up to date on the social media, johnny.athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. So take care. I thank you so much for listening. Oh, but let me introduce this last song, because actually it's one of the chart toppers from this past month, is More Music by Joey DeFrancesco. It's an album he just released, More Music, this is the title track, hard bop and jazz soul recording. And he turned 50 this year, or was it last year? I'm not sure when his birthday is, but he just turned 50 recently, and this is his 39th studio album. Is that not nuts? This guy has not stopped working. That's the equivalent of if he published his one a year and he started at age 11. Is that not crazy? More than one a year is even crazy. Like, that's nuts. And a really talented musician. He's playing with Lucas Brown and Michael Ode on the album, and it's great work. So we'll have that up for you right next. And before I go, let me, yes, say thank you again for listening. And to those who didn't listen, well, it's the thought that counts. We appreciate that. So until next week, this is Johnny Athens signing off on Indie 101.5. Good night, and take care.
College in Hamilton. You're listening to Indy 101.5 FM. CIOI.
How's about some Hamiltopia? Yeah? You in? Perfect. I'm in. Becky's in. Randy's in. Sounds like we're all in. I wonder how you want your Hamiltopia served this week. I have a suggestion. Why don't we take a load off? Yeah. Yeah, find that load. Any kind of load. It's been yanking at you. And then boom. Just take it off.